Hello, my name's Sam. I'm a writer and deputy editor for the film magazine, and welcome to my episode of Most Romantic Movie Moments. My favourite romantic moment in cinema is from Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. You might not think Guillermo del Toro's comic book movie sequel would be worth swooning over, but it has a big beating heart beneath all of its genre trappings. For all of its massively entertaining spectacle of watching a demon superhero battling to stop elves, trolls and tooth fairies from starting a war with the world of man, what makes Hellboy 2 so special and what makes it connect so strongly, somewhat strangely, admittedly, is the film's affecting relationship drama element. Take away all of the prosthetics and the spectacular brawls against building-sized forest guards and indestructible automatons, and what you're left with is the story of two couples at different points of their relationships. Ron Perlman's Hellboy is having regular and quite literal fiery arguments with his longtime girlfriend Liz, played by Selma Blair. Now they're living together. While it's this relationship and their sacrifices in the name of love that drives the film's main plot, the romance that leaves the most lasting impression on me is that of Doug Jones's Amphibious Abe Sapien's faltering and awkward flirtation with Elf Princess Nuala, played by Anna Walton. The film's most romantic moment requires some setup, so here we go. Abe and Nuala are both empathic beings, able to read the deepest rooted emotions and make instantaneous connections with kindred spirits. Abe knows instinctively that Nuala is his soulmate from the moment they meet, that she is good and kind and completely unlike her despotic twin brother from, as he puts it, intuition, maybe a link. Normally I'm able to read others quite quickly, but I've never met anyone like you. The choice of Barry Manilow's Can't Smile Without You as the movie's signature theme song was a stroke of genius. It's cheesy and naff, sure, but the heartfelt emotions contained within it match those experienced by these otherworldly creatures in love perfectly. We first hear the song when Hellboy and Abe get sloshed on Mexican beer and mull over their love lives, where Abe theorises that because of his aquatic physiology, I can't smile or cry. I think I have no tear ducts. Remember that for later. Love is everyone's Achilles heel in this film, with Hellboy mortally wounded partially as a result of holding back in his duel with elf conqueror Prince Nuada, played by Luke Goss, out of fear of harming Princess Nuala. Yes, it's the old supernatural bond between twins thing. Meanwhile, Abe also almost dooms the world by giving Nuada the final key to unleashing his unstoppable golden army in exchange for the guaranteed safety of his elf beloved. Hellboy recovers from near death, of course, and demands a rematch with Nuada, nearly receiving a second fatal blow from his opponent while his back is turned, until Nuala takes her knife and with it ends her own life in order to stop her brother's path of destruction once and for all. The elf twins both collapse to the ground, and in this key scene of romantic declaration, just before she dies, Princess Nuala makes a dying empathic connection with Abe. He just about manages to say, I never had a chance to tell you how I felt, and she asks for his hand. Their fingers interlock, Danny Elfman's score swells, and Nuala, reading his mind and his heart one final time as he cradles her body, tearily whispers, it's beautiful, when Abe finds himself unable to vocalise his goodbye. And then, as the elf princess passes from this world into another, and her pale skin turns to waxy amber, a miracle happens. As he forlornly leans his head against hers, Abraham Sapien, the amphibious man without tear ducts, cries for the love of his life, taken from him almost as soon as they found each other. This moment of fantasy creatures cementing their bond and almost instantly losing each other, maybe brief, and arguably insignificant in the grand scheme of the film, but it is tender, tragic and poetic and leaves my heart aching. The love story in Hellboy 2 is one that speaks to anyone who has always felt a little different, like an outcast, like, as A puts it, a creature from another world. Us introverted loners are drawn towards similar people and stories where we feel seen. I'll always cry for the romance of Abe Sapien shedding his first tear. I'll always feel for Del Toro's beautiful monsters missing out on their happily ever after. And I'll probably always have an unexpectedly visceral emotional reaction when I hear Barry Manilow's whistling introduction to his classic earworm. If you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile without you.